It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Reuben E. Fenton was born in the town of Carroll on July 4, 1819. He was the youngest son of George W. Fenton, an early settler in the region. As a young adult, Fenton left his studies due to ill health and embarked on the lumber trade in southeastern Chautauqua County, in which he was highly successful. In 1840, he was elected a colonel of the New York State Militia, and he got his start in politics, running for and winning the seat of Carrolltown Supervisor, which he held from 1846 to 1852. In 1852, Fenton was elected to Congress as a Democrat. In his first term in Congress, he strongly opposed the Kansas-Nebraska Act of 1854, a leading measure of his party. He lost re-election in 1954, but was again elected as a Republican, this time in 1856, and served four consecutive terms. In 1864, Fenton ran for and won the office of New York State Governor. He was re-elected in 1866. During his time as governor, Fenton was known as the soldier's friend for his efforts to help returning Civil War veterans. He also worked to remove tuition charges for public education, helped to establish six schools for training teachers, and signed the charter for Cornell University. In 1868, he was among the candidates to be vice president, but the nomination went eventually to Schuyler Colfax. In January 1869, Fenton was elected a U.S. Senator from New York and served from 1869 to 1875. He died on August 25, 1885. His body was interred at the Lakeview Cemetery in Jamestown. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.